All right, let's talk a little bit about diaphragm calls, because that's my favorite call, especially for a bow hunter, because I can hunt solo and use a diaphragm. But there's all sorts of different ones. Like
Oh, yeah.
you got the ones with the V cut and the raspy. Like, what do you guys like to use? What is your favorite? If you were going to just use one diaphragm, what would you use?
Well, without a doubt, yeah, two reed. I'd have about a 4,000 membrane on top and about a 2.5 on the bottom. And that is my favorite. I've tested that call for the last 3 or 4 years. And that is my favorite. I apologize not having. I left my box mouth calls at home. I used to have to turn them and I laid them on the counter and I forgot them. And I'm over to what we call a lodge right here in Maryland, Kentucky. I don't have a mouth call with me. But I tell you this, I use mouth calls every day. If I had one call to take to go turkey hunting, I would take a mouth call. I love it. I love a two-reed mouth call. I found out I can do just about anything with a two-reed mouth call with a light cut. Chris Parrish makes our mouth calls. He lives in Missouri. He works night and hail. And he makes a great mouth call. I tell you, we make them two-reed, three-reed. We make them all the way up to four-reed. But I'm telling you, learn to master a two-reed mouth call and you do just about anything. And no more than 2.5. When I say 2.5, I use it to take and make a little half moon on the bottom of a two-reed call. It'd be a three-reed call. I take the half moon on the third reed, and that gives you a little more bass sometimes if it's windy or you want to get a longer distance. But mouth calls, what works for one guy might not work for another guy. If you find a good mouth call before the season comes in, that you can blow, put it up, and wait till turkey season comes in before you wear it out. And that's what I do. I find me two or three calls that I think is real good, and I save them for turkey season.
And what about the ones that have the cuts in them that are, the raspy old hen type?
What cuts the call? If you put two membranes there and don't cut it, it'll be a smooth sounding. If you want to put some rasp into it, you take the top reed, never cut the bottom reed, always the top reed. You cut it. You can make a V in it. You can take a piece of it out, make sort of a half of a cut on the top of it, like a cutter call, they call it. And one of my favorites is you cut it, a little V in it, and then you take the little edges that flaps and pull them out and clip those off. That's my favorite. I wish I had a mouth call with me to demonstrate, and I apologize for that. I don't have one, but that is my favorite call, a mouth call. And don't get me wrong, I use all the friction calls. I use everything I've got someday. But a mouth call would be my favorite.
What about first light, with the roost when you want to call very softly? Do you use a diaphragm then too?
I use a little lost call, a little lost call you've got.
The push pull, the push call.
I'm using it more this year than I did last year because it sounds so soft and good. I use a mouth call, but let me tell you something about calling turkeys on the roost. I don't call turkeys on the roost all the time. Unless I've got a lot of competition with hens there, I'm not going to call a lot. I like to let the gobbler to get on the ground before I start calling to him. But if I do call to him, I want to give a real soft call. Like, you hear that?
Yeah. And
that's what I do. A lot of times, you take a friction call like this, dual threat call, and you make a little soft kind of like.
Now,
that's what I do.
Now, like on the dual threat, which we were practicing with this weekend, do you use the slate side of that or do you use the glass side typically?
Well, if I want a little high pitch sound, I use a glass. If I want a softer sound, I use the slate on it.
Yeah, I found we get a much more subtle sound off the slate side than we did off the glass side.
Yeah.